Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Councillors are urging Cambridge employers to become accredited real living wage employers. Cambridge City Council has been accredited since 2014 and as of October has committed to paying staff the minimum of the new real living wage rate of £12 an hour. To talk about that, I'm joined by Councillor Alice Gilderdale, who is the Executive Councillor for Community Wealth Building and Community Safety. It's a great title, by the way. I have a collection of these. We had one earlier on. Our friend from the co-op was described. Let me check his title now. That was another good one as well. This was Ollie. Ollie was the co-op's chief member and customer officer.
Right. Yeah. No. So,
Any more contributions of that, gratefully received. Alice, you're very, very welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio. There seems to be more than one living wage to choose from here. I wonder if you could explain the various ones and, most importantly, the one that the City Council is encouraging employers to become accredited to.
Yeah, of course, and thank you for having me on this morning. So we're here to talk about the real living wage, which is actually a voluntary wage that you can pay and employers can pay. So you commit to paying it, and if you pay all your staff and it includes subcontracted or contracted staff, so the voluntary wage means that you will pay, for example, your cleaners or your security staff or catering staff, the real living wage. And that is calculated independently based on what, on a basket of goods. So that includes rent and food and maybe a surprise trip to the dentist or school uniforms. All of these things come together to form this real living wage. And there's a, a real living wage for the UK, and then there's a London weighted living wage, real living wage. However, businesses don't have to pay that legally. There's a national living wage, which is the government's national living wage, which is the legal living wage that you have to pay. However, that only is based on an average of workers' incomes, and it's only applicable if you're 23 and over.
And that's different from the national minimum wage, which throws something else into the mix as well.
Indeed. And I think it really shows that, you know, the if you're under 23, you could be paid between £6, it's about £6.80 and £9.18 an hour. And that really doesn't reflect actually how costly it is to live at the moment. And I think one thing that I would really like to get across is that we all know that Cambridge is a really expensive place to live. And actually having a £12 real living wage for Cambridge still is not luxury
pay.
That's
an interesting one, because you mentioned that the London rate is higher.
It's higher.
In most cases, I would suggest that Cambridge is just as expensive to live as London.
Indeed. And I think that's really important for us to get across. And that's what we've been trying to say over the past couple of weeks during Real Living Wage Week, that this should be a real minimum. And even though employers don't have to pay this wage, we're really trying to promote that this is an important way to see wages as they're calculated on this basket of goods. And I think, you know, we look at, for example, rent prices in Cambridge, and people who are on the real living wage, you know, would still be paying quite a substantial amount of their income on rent in the city, because this city is one of the most expensive cities to private rent.
And when we hear in the news that the rate of inflation is down to 4.6%, it is good news on the one hand. That doesn't account for the fact that the rate of inflation has been considerably higher for the last year and beyond.
Completely. And for many people, you know, we might hear that the price of energy and electricity has fallen, but does that really come through to when people have to pay the bills? And it doesn't fluctuate like that in the same way that we might hear. We are facing a rising cost of living.
Is it tricky for persuading employers to pay the real living wage? I can imagine there'll be some of them listening to this programme right now and saying, love to pay the living wage, but haven't you seen the cost of raw materials and how they've gone up?
Completely. But I think there's a lot of really really convincing evidence that shows from the Real Living Wage Foundation that shows that businesses do benefit from paying the living wage and accrediting specifically. So 94% of accredited employers said that they've benefited from accreditation. So that means that
how do they benefit? It's a nice warm, glowy feeling to say you're doing something good for your employees. But what do they get back?
So for example, many employers see higher rates of retention and recruitment in their businesses. It means that you don't have such a high staff turnover, and actually that means that you're not spending so much money on recruiting and retaining people, but you also have improved staff morale, improved productivity often, and also if you have this badge that you get when you accredit with the Real Living Wage, it means you can differentiate yourself within the industry. You can show off that you're a Real Living Wage employer, and the Real Living Wage Foundation and us as the City Council, we promote those businesses who are accredited. We've got a list on the website, and we try as much as possible to make sure that those businesses that are accredited are being, you know, shown off for doing that work.
And how much is this, any ideas as to how much this is adding to the City Council wage bill by paying this this extra amount to people?
I'm afraid I don't know, but obviously we've been paying this Real Living Wage for over 9 years now, so every time it increases, we just increase it as year on year. And I think what's also important to say is that there are a lot of really successful businesses in the city who are doing really well and doing really well out of the city because, you know, it's a fantastic city to do business in. And I think many businesses will already be paying the Real Living Wage. And for them, actually just accrediting means that you're, you know, saying that you're committing to doing this and you support your workers. But also it might mean that you bring in some of your contracted staff onto those higher rates of pay, which is really important because I think, you know, if you're running a big business and you actually just subcontract some of that work, you might not be aware of how much those cleaning staff or catering staff are being paid. So it's also a really important thing for people to do, just to see that.
Have you any ideas to how many employers are paying the living wage in Cambridge right now?
So we don't know how many are paying the
living wage. How many are accredited, I guess I probably should say.
So in the Greater Cambridge area, there's about 75 that are accredited. We have, I think in the east of England, we have the highest density of accredited employers. So that's really, really fantastic. And the City Council does a lot of work to promote the Real Living Wage, especially during Real Living Wage Week. So
which has just gone, I think, last week or so.
So we, you know, we put events on, or we have poster campaigns, and we do all year round. We will support and give guidance to any organisations or businesses.
And people are staying, taking into mind what we were saying earlier about the additional costs coming on for employers, along with every single one of us right now. Is that number is increasing of accredited? Well, I'd be worried it might be going down with some employers.
No, I do believe it's increasing. It might fluctuate as some come in, some go out, but I think we're seeing a steady increase, which is really due to the work that we've been doing in the city. And I know that a lot of other organisations have been calling for businesses to pay a living wage. And also, I think it, as much as it will pay your staff maybe a slightly higher amount, it means that there's more money in the city to go around and to be spent on businesses in the city. So it improves, you know, it's part of this community wealth building thing as well.
And in terms of employers, if they're listening, thinking, "Yeah, I think I must be paying that living wage already," how do they then get it? How and who do they get in touch with in order to make sure they get the badges, if you like, on their note paper?
Fantastic. Yeah. So you can either go straight to the Real Living Wage website, or you can get in touch with us at the City Council. We have a specific dedicated page, so that's cambridge.gov.uk/living-wage, and there's loads of information there. And And like I said, we do give a lot of support and advice and guidance to anyone who's interested, because obviously it's a bit of a process, but many organisations have done it before, so there's a pathway of support that we can offer.
Okay, that's great. Well, Alice, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And telling us about that. It's awesome. Councillor Alice Gilderdale, who's Executive Councillor for Community Wealth Building and Community Safety at Cambridge City Council.
Cambridge 105 Radio.